How's everybody tonight? Good, good, good. Yeah. Appreciate the Tyrone this time, not every time. He's a good fella, good fella. So we appreciate him all the time. Tyrone does do a lot, you know, y'all see him sing, but he does other stuff like annoy me, but but we appreciate him because God has put anointing on his life to be good at whatever he does, including annoying me. I'm just kidding. Come to y'all tonight. I guess we better pray. Let's say a quick word of prayer. Lord, we come to you. We know who you are. We thank you for what we know you can, will, and are doing. So we thank you, Father. We come tonight yielded so that what you're planning, what you have in plan will happen. And we are your vessels that will cause it to happen. We receive it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right. Normally get up here, I don't know why preachers do it, everybody, all the ministers get up and I'm not going to be before you long and so on and so forth, so I ain't making no promises tonight, because the last time I swore up and down I wasn't going to be 10 minutes because Dad hit me with the sudden like he did this time, and I just knew I had 10 minutes of talking and proceeded to talk for 40 minutes, like I always do. Didn't know, everybody said, I didn't know Jeffrey could talk to him, but Jeffrey didn't know that either. But I will promise you this. If you'll hook your faith up with mine and believe God that I'll say something that's going to benefit everybody, then I'll say it. Otherwise, we'll just be in here and hear me ramble for a few minutes, and then we'll get out of here. But I thank you that the Lord has put a thought in my head, and that's what I'm here to do to you tonight. I'm not here to teach you anything new and wow you and give you some new revelation. I just want to put a thought in your head, and all the stuff I'm talking about is stuff everybody already knows, so I'm just going to be a reminder. So if I have to have a title, you can say, I want to remind you to forget. And what does that mean? Well, you can talk about it. So I'm here tonight to talk to you about just a reminder, just to remember, for you to remember some things in the Word. All right, so let's start off with Philippians chapter 3. We'll look at verse 12. I think that's where I want to go. But Philippians chapter 3, 12, while I read some notes here and make sure I'm doing right. Oh, and by the way, I'm also going to remind you to remember, you know. we want to forget some things, but we want to also remember the things that replace the things you forget. So verse 12 says, and this is the King James, not as though I had already attained, either were already perfect, but I follow. You know what? Let me read this, and KJV is great and awesome, and but if I still got it up here, I do in the, it's not the one I want. What's Bishop's new favorite translation? There you go. Let's try that one. I actually, my sort of new favorite is the easy to read version, but let's hit the Passion right quick. Let's do that right there. Verse 12. I'm not saying that I have this all together, that I have made it, but I am well on my way reaching out for Christ, who has so wonderfully reached out for me. Friends, don't get me wrong. By no means do I count myself. And my tablet just went to a blank. We got it up here? That's Passion. I wasn't reading Passion just then? Oh, that's still a message. Because, I mean, y'all look at this. It just went white. like I'm out of here. So let's try it one more time. But anyways, I admit that I haven't yet acquired the absolute fullness that I'm pursuing. But I run with passion into his abundance so that I may reach the purpose that Jesus Christ has called me to fulfill and wants me to discover. I don't depend on my own strength to accomplish this. However, I do have one compelling focus. I forget. What did I say? I wasn't reading those. I forget all of, okay, I forget all of the past. I forget all of the past as I fasten my heart to the future instead. I run straight for the divine invitation of reaching the heavenly goal and gaining the victory prize through the anointing of Jesus Christ. So we want to talk about forgetting. Forgetting the old stuff you used to do. Forgetting all of the stuff that once made you not a saint. Forgetting all the bad habits that even though you were redeemed and be recreated, and these things still hinder you. So let's just go over a few of them. So in Philippians chapter 3, there's two things we must do when we need to forget. We need to leave, turn away from. We need to quit. Just don't do that anymore. We'll talk about some things we just don't do. I remember I used to, when I was pretty young, whatever, I found we all family here, we just talking regular stuff. I found a deodorant that was my stuff. That was it. I'd done been through a bunch of different kind I like, and I found this one, and I was committed to it. That's it. I found it. And year after year after year, maybe 15 years, just year after year. And then it got to be hard to find. So Walmart didn't sell it no more. That's where I used to get it from. So I found it on Amazon. So I had a subscription. I tell Amazon, they would just automatically ship it to me every so many days or months or weeks or whatever. It would just show up. And then that played out. And then I was scratching and scrounging on the internet, and I couldn't find it no more. Lo and behold, they didn't make it no more. Of course, I had to make an adjustment. I had to find something else that was my stuff. But the point is, they just don't do that no more. I won't ever have that deodorant ever again. So we need to be like them and just don't do that no more. Anybody ever had I got a couple uncles that had one. Anybody ever had an old Ford LTD? Nobody's anyways. Yeah, somebody knows something about an LTD. I bet you won't go get one now, will you? Because they just don't make them no more. You don't got it no more. My mama used to, when we were coming up, mama basically cooked every day. We ate real food, normal food all the time, every day. When we were pretty young, she sold most of our clothes all the time. But if I wanted a mama original outfit now, guess what? I ain't getting it, because mama just don't do that no more. So we have to find these things through the word, through listening to our spirit and through reading word, these things that are not part of our new life, not part of what God made us, and we just have to turn away. Don't do those anymore. So the second thing we do is we don't do that no more, and the second thing we do is we press. We reach forward. We reach out. We press toward. We train ourselves to improve on this life. We increase in our capacity, our ability to live this life. And we constantly do this, consistently aim toward and reach for. Do this all the time. We don't take a break from it. We do this all the time. And we constantly reach at what it takes to obtain. And we also have to maintain. So a little side note here is when you come to things of God and the spirit realm and spiritual things, you can... there's no limit. I mean, you keep reaching and you actually get better. I mean, you start out, you might start out and you just feel like a struggle, but I'm learning, I'm getting better. And then you actually get better. And then years down the road, you own it. Your faith works great. You believe what you want. You get it. No problem. I mean, you spend time with the word. It's easy and you enjoy it. But my point is you can get better. I don't care how good you get, you can get better. So that's what the word says. Keep reaching. Says reach forward, press forward, press forward, press forward. Another example about me, I remember